President Trump campaigned on improving the country's infrastructure, and as Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller reports, one organization wants the Great Lakes at the top of the administration's list.
The Great Lakes Commission, which represents interests across the region, releases a list of priorities to the U.S. and Canadian governments annually. But this year, the list came out just 2 days after the president used a part of his address to Congress to stress the importance of these rebuilding projects. Matt Doss is the policy director at the commission.
There's greater interest at the national level right now than I've seen in a long time, and that's very encouraging.
Doss says this year's list is more detailed because of this national support for infrastructure.
We kind of wanted to strike while this issue was hot, get our ideas out there, and make sure that the water infrastructure needs here in the Great Lakes region are a part of that discussion and are on the table.
In addition to the president, Senate Democrats recently announced a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal. The commission recommends rebuilding water and navigation systems, including a more than $100 billion investment to repair drinking water infrastructure, like lead-contaminated water lines. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.